the green, green grass.
Yeah.
And the show has ended.
That was special.
It was awesome.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats, ho.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this, the 50th episode of the Thundercats, the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Johnny Worthington from Brisbane, Australia.
And I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And we are the Thundercats.
Ho. Oh.
Hello, sir.
What's up?
50, hey?
50.
It's a half century.
That's like a lot.
It's one more than 49.
It's 2 weeks until a year, if we were doing it every single week, incrementing by one, which I don't think we exactly did. Yeah, our 1 year anniversary is coming up on, I think it's the 28th.
I believe
of,
so.
Of this month. It's when we first started. So we'll have to party.
Hang on. That's, I do not mean to pry, but or my math could be totally wrong and I could be sucking like a bull champ. 1, 2, 3. So we'd be on the 53rd episode.
Let's see, 51, 52, 53 would be the 23rd, and then 54 would be the 30th. Or we just skip a couple weeks and have 52...
Okay.
On the 28th.
My brain hurts. How the hell did we do that?
I don't know, dude.
Anyway, so continuing with what is known as the 50th episode, how was your week, sir?
Busy, busy. I haven't been doing a lot of friend feeding, but I did enough to participate, you know, and know kind of what's going on. But I didn't,
that's cool.
I didn't jump on a few of the... trends that were going on, I guess, that we're going to talk about later.
Excellent.
How about you?
That's cool. Yeah, busy as well. Very always busy around this time of year.
Mm.
So, things are happening and junk.
You got stuff to ship and people to call and money to make.
Exactly, all three in that order.
Yeah.
Shall we get on to some announcements, sir?
First, I want to see how low can you make your voice go? Bro.
Oh, baby.
Say, how easily could you seduce me?
Okay.
How low can you go? Yo.
I like big butts.
So not very, is that what you're saying?
Hang on. No, this is the power of Scott. Hang on. No, I can't do it any... I can't go any lower. That's what she said. So, it's Barry White. Okay, so we've got a few announcements.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
First one is, I believe today is Mr. Mark Vandenberg's birthday.
That's what I hear.
That is what the rumor is.
That's the rumor. And so go find the post, bump it. Jump it, fast pump it,
hit it,
pump it,
twist it, and
lick it.
Don't get arrested.
Yeah, there is that the link?
Yes.
All right, yeah, go wish him happy birthday right now. Tell him to enjoy his birthday and that Thundercats are on right now. And we're talking about him. You know what was funny? He posted a similar post last year on the same date, right? And yep. And a few people, you know, got on and oh, happy birthday, happy birthday. And it was awesome. Okay, great. Then about a month and a half later, Mark and I were messing around, I think, after one of our podcast episodes after you took off. I don't know. We're just playing a prank on him. We started bumping his birthday post from a month and a half before. And we started saying, happy birthday. And then everybody else was going, oh, happy birthday, happy birthday. And most of them weren't looking at the date until finally someone caught on. Dude, I had to laugh so hard. it was pretty funny. We're kind of messing with the system, and I have to apologize to the system, I guess. But anyway, that was funny.
We'll have to do that again.
Someone's going to do it to me now. You watch. You're going to go dig my... Yeah, anyway.
Aloha? Oh, rock it out!
So, happy birthday, Mark. V, yes. B, and Berg.
And then, second announcement is it's Jeff is a Geek's wedding anniversary today.
Indeed, this very day. I believe you said 5 year anniversary, right? So congrats. Yes. The first 5 years are the hardest, I think. No, they're not the hardest. That's just a milestone that statistically, I guess, if you can get past that, you're in good shape, you know?
Well, that's good because Rachel and I have 27 days to go then.
For 5 years?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
I know.
That's going to be celebrate.
Very busy period because in the next couple of weeks, I've got a wedding. I've got our wedding anniversary on the 30th, Rachel's 30th birthday on the 2nd of November, and then all her brothers and sisters' holiday birthdays and stuff, and then Christmas parties and people visiting from overseas, and it's just going to be a cluster F of just shaking hands and kissing babies.
Kissing babies.
Keeping babies.
Babies.
Speaking of work, I'm just going to give myself a little bit of a shout-out.
Shout it out loud.
That's what I can do. Last week, I've been having a lot of problems with the back of my legs and my lower back. So I got myself a exercise ball, a yoga ball, like Leo has. And it's been working great. My back feels great. I've got no leg pain. I'm sleeping better. Everything's good at work. Except for this, which happened, pretty sure it was Monday or Tuesday. Where it was Monday. I was rocking up and down the ball, going woohoo, and shaking my ass as I do.
How?
Woohoo! And then shaking my ass, dancing away. And then I shook it a little bit too hard. My feet left the ground, and I tried to overcorrect. And in overcorrecting, I fell backwards off my ball. Now, I've hit my lower back, which was pain-free for a while, and now is hurting again because of this. Landed on my ass and my lower back, and I'm like, oh, crap. What do you think my first thought was, sir?
I need to post this on FriendFeed.
Exactly. Reached into my pocket, got out my iPhone. Then I thought, oh, shit, I better see if I can walk again. No, that's fine.
Secondary.
So, yes, I fell off the ball, and my first thought was of you guys going, if I was just to simply, like, write out that I fell off my ball, no one would believe me. So I had to take that picture.
That was pretty funny. Your feet on top of the ball. I need to get another ball. As you recall from a previous episode, I bought the wrong ball.
Mm.
Bought the wrong size ball. And so,
how much did yours cost, if you don't mind me asking?
It was at Half Price Books, which is like, you know, total full-on discount kind of a bookstore that also has some odds and ends. And this was an odd, I think. And it was like $20, maybe less.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. $20.
But it was slightly smaller, you know, like, I don't know. The kids love it. The kids are using it as a chair and, I don't know, having fun.
But I
need a bigger ball.
I actually priced getting an ergonomic office chair. It's like $180. And these balls are like $20, $30. You just bust it, walk down the shop and get a new one. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to go shopping tomorrow for a big ball.
And as pointed out in the chat room, it's an odd foyer end.
Mm. Good point.
Mm.
Good point.
Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I meant to play for you earlier when you said just shout it.
Oh, sorry.
Some Kiss with ukulele for you.
Well, shall we move on to some news of the week in regards to social media and junk?
Eh.
Eh?
Let's just sing and dance.
Or do you want to do your international incident? Let's do that.
Oh, I'm trying to remember how it started. Oh, well, you remember the interesting incident we had with the Vegemite, right?
Indeed.
So we made a mistake, you know, we didn't know any better, right? We spread like really thick amount of Vegemite on a piece of toast and just went for it, and we went, bleh. So apparently it needs to be thin, not a whole bunch. And we're like, okay, fine. And then the thread got, it just exploded like huge. Everyone's, you know, tons of people going, oh, love Vegemite. A bunch of people saying, I hate Vegemite, and just so on and so on, right? Mm. And, you know, after a while, it was kind of laborious. Well, it kind of happened again with this other post I did with couscous. So I get in from the garage. I was doing some work in the garage, and I come in, and dinner was on the stove. And it was, it looked kind of like a jacked up looking mac and cheese. I was like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. So I had some, and I was like, this tastes kind of weird. And then I found out it was couscous with some cheese in it. It melted into it. And I was like, I ate it because it was dinner, but it really wasn't that good. But that's just, you know, I think Trish said that it was like messed up or something. Like she didn't quite get it the way she wanted it to go, yeah. Right? But she did intentionally put cheese in it, right? And then everyone on the thread is going, what the hell, cheese? You can't put cheese in couscous? That's retarded. Or I don't know if anybody said retarded, but it was basically... you know, just exploded. Everybody had an opinion on it, which is fine. I was just like, ugh, enough already. I think I closed comments on it, so good luck trying to comment on it again.
What type of cheese did you put in it?
I don't even know. I don't know.
A little bit of Parmesan I enjoy in my couscous.
I love the way you say Parmesan. I love the way you say Parmesan because... It sounds the way it's spelled.
Parmesan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, it, you know, over here we say Parmesan. I don't know if, like, that's French or a way of saying it or Italian.
Is this the time I can drop my pants and flop out my Italian heritage and say it's Parmesan?
Go for it. Do you have Italian?
Yeah. I have a little Italian in me. His name is Pedro.
His name is Peter.
No, my other side of the family is Italian, so yes, and it's yeah. So it's I just have always called it Parmesan because Parmigiana is where you do the cheese and the tomato on the thing.
There you go again, a tomato. See, I say tomato, you say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Click, hang on.
Click, boo, credits. Thank you for joining Thundercats.
Actually, funny you should say that. I was actually asked the other day what our show's about, and I said, it's mostly about the cultural differences and pronunciations of words. That's essentially what
we're going to have to change the name of the subtitle of the show, the pretense or whatever.
We could do This Week in Pronunciations.
That would be TWIP.
No, that's already taken.
TWIP is already taken. I think every TWI is taken, probably.
We could do...
TWIC with a Q?
Twissage.
This week in quicksand.
Twissage. This week in saying stuff and junk.
Okay.
So, yeah, a little bit of Parmesan. See, that hurts my mouth to say. A little bit of... Parmesan. I have to stop and think about it. A little bit of Parmesan.
Dude, I don't make the rules, man. I just live here. Okay, that's just how it is.
Just following orders.
That's just how it is.
In the great cheese Nuremberg trials, just going. I was just following orders. Yep. So yeah, a little bit of Parmesan cheese. Beautiful.
Okay.
But do you normally eat couscous?
Obviously not. No.
Okay.
I didn't. Cool. Know what it was. I trust my wife that much.
Okay. I assure you that prepared in several different ways, it's very nice.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to try again with the one suggestion that seemed to be the trend in that thread is to cook it in chicken broth instead of water. Yeah. And add a little dollop of butter on the serving and go for it. So I'm going to try that.
Yeah, fair enough. And particularly in curries, too, because it's all...
Ooh, I'm done with curry, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the perfect thing for curry, because you know how sometimes rice is just too much, and you're like, couscous is just...
Don't knock the rice, dude, or I'm just going to have to hang up right now.
I have two rice makers. So
Pedro and Paco.
I'd be having two. I love the rice, but there's some things, particularly some types of curries, where you're using, particularly on steak, I use the couscous because it's just a little better, and some things I use rice. So I'm not hating rice. I'm not hating couscous. Wow.
I will grant you that boon.
Thank you, sir. And, you know, Vegemite have come out with a new Vegemite. Apparently it's a milder version of it. The one they called iSnack 2.0.
Oh.
Yeah, they literally named the new Vegemite iSnack 2.0.
Now with 20% less salt.
How stupid is that name?
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. No, they literally called it iSnack, like little I, snack as in the apple, 2.0.
Hmm.
And then everyone went, nah, so they're changing it now.
These are the things that occupy the minds of the fine citizens of Australia.
Well, someone suggested calling it Creamy Mite. And I'm like, ooh, no, that's not a good
ew,
name.
No.
Yeah.
No, yes. No.
Let's not, shall we?
Wish I May Wish I Might.
Wish I See a Star Tonight?
Yeah, you could call it Wish I May Wish I Might. As long as it ends in might, right? Isn't that the whole thing?
That is true. What the hell is this shit I'm putting in my mouth, might?
Starlight. First star I see tonight. I wanted to talk about Hackintosh. It's a new concept for me. I know it's been out for a while, but I've never really had any interest in it until recently. I know you got a Dell Mini 9.
Yes.
Which apparently is now discontinued, but they're still selling off their warehouse supply at a very much discounted rate, which is what interested me even more. I was like, now that it's half the price, then I might want to get one. So I actually did order one last night, with the idea that I'd be able to install OS X on it, because I think that's kind of cool. I mean, if it totally falls on its face and I never get it up and running, I can always, install Windows 7 on it and still be pretty happy with a netbook, because I've never had a netbook. This will be my first of those.
Just to quickly jump in.
But, you know, OS X sounds pretty cool.
My friend has a Dell Mini 9 with Windows 7 on it.
Mm-hmm.
Frigging silver balls. It runs perfectly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so does yours, right? I mean, pretty much. I mean, you got Leopard on yours?
Yeah, I've got Leopard, sorry, yeah. 10.5.6.
Okay. So I'm slowly trying to learn more and more about Mac stuff. See, I used to be like very proficient on Macs back when G4s were first coming out, and I don't know, OS 7 or 8 back in Power Mac days. But as soon as it went to Linux or Unix, based and all that, I hadn't touched the Mac. But the only reason I was a proficient with Macs is because I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but I used to work for Kinko's.
I don't know what Kinko's is, but it sounds awesome. Tell me.
You don't? That's hilarious.
No.
They're a copy shop.
Do you know what Hungry Jack's is?
Oh, I do now. Burger King wannabe in Australia, right?
So what's Kinko's?
Kinko's, when it was just Kinko's, was just a photocopy shop. You can go there to make copies, and then they kind of expanded it. They added computers with internet access, and you can go there to get online. It will bill you by the minute, or you can go there to get stationery made, like business cards and letterhead and all that. You can go there to print stuff and then leave real quick, or, you know, go there to bind a bunch of papers for your special report for your high school, whatever. I mean, for your college or whatever. And there happened to be a Kinko's right down the street from where I was going to university. And I got a job in the computer department there as, like, I don't know, a computer dude. You know? And so we had PCs and Macs, but our production machines were Macs. And so I was like, okay, I was already familiar with PCs. Now I'm going to learn a Mac. And I started, I got good at cranking out business cards. We used PageMaker and so on. Anyway, the point being, I got pretty good with Macs back then. But I used a PC at home. So I was like, you know, I was doing pretty well with both. And then once I left the company, I hadn't touched a Mac since. And that was back in OS, I don't know, 7 or 8-ish days. And I've never owned a Mac until a few months ago, where I scored one from the Hubster, where he was giving one away. And that's what the G4 in the living room area is all about. The kids are all over that.
Is it one of the mirrored door? Is it the mirrored door version, or is it the silver plate? Or is
I guess it does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, same model as I've got.
Oh, cool.
That runs my iTunes media server.
Nice. But about the Dell Mini, I mean, I think it'd be kind of cool to run OS X on it. And now that I know somebody who's done it, meaning you,
yep.
And plus there's a whole bunch of other tutorials online and everything, then I think it should be pretty slick.
Well, if you follow the one that's on my post, literally I was pressing buttons going install, and then I'd come back 10 minutes later, put the other thing in, hit install. There was no hacking of code. There was nothing. It was all very good and stuff and junk.
Mm-hmm.
But my question too is, why do you want OS X on a Mac Mini? Is there a specific reason other than, wow, that'll be cool?
Well, okay. I've used Windows for like years now, right?
Yep.
But I've never had that wow factor where you hit, I forget what function key it is. It was like F9 or F10 or F11. And then all the applications just go boink. You know, they just like, they all like.
Expose.
Yeah, whatever that is. They just freak out, you know, and go like, oh, which one do you want? Which one do you want? And you choose one and just zoop, and it comes right. It's slick as hell.
Yes.
You know, it's just super slick. And I'm like, huh. I think I've seen people try to do that in Windows, like maybe an add-on or something, but I don't remember seeing anything that slick in Windows to this point. But then again, I installed
one, and I had to reinstall Windows. So I forget the name of the person who made that, but suck my ballsack.
So you had a pretty bad experience with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not one of those guys who's like gonna bash on Mac people just because they're using different computers than I am. I'm the kind of person who will bash on Mac people that are total assholes and snobs.
Yes.
About being Mac snobs. You know what I mean? That's really all that's about. So if you ever want to call me out on that,
It's a lack. It's a you do not enjoy the lack of object. Help me out here. I'm typing it in the chat room. Objectivism. They can't be objective.
I am going to finish. Ooh, that was awesome.
So you do not like people who cannot be objective about the things they use.
Right.
There we go. I think I heard something.
I mean, it's okay to be a fanboy about either or, but why does it really make you feel better about your choice to trash the other side?
Well, I can tell you a little bit. As a person who is a Mac fanboy, but not a totally unobjective fanboy. For a very long time there in the mid to late 90s, it sucked balls being a Mac user. You had no software, you had no programs, no games.
For a time you didn't have a Steve Jobs, right?
You know, well, that's a whole different story, and that's part of the reason, but it's like, it's just the software was bad, and the networking was so bad, and the printers were bad, and the hardware was bad. And it's not that the computers were bad, it's just no one ever service them because it was such a small, specific market. The problem is, then suddenly Macs became shit hot. We got the iPod, we got the iMacs, we got the clamshell iMacs, and it was cool to own a Mac. And then people started paying attention, and then people started making programs for it, and games started to be ported across for it, and then it wasn't. And then the networking started to work, so it wasn't such a bad thing to have a Mac. And then it started to build and build, where they produced a high quality brand, and that other computer manufacturers sort of got not jealous, but sort of became envious of the fact that they built on such a loyal following. And a lot of it is Mac people who suffered through 15 years of shit going, neener, neener, neener. And that's what a lot of it is.
Yeah.
Because for a very long time, back in the late 90s, if I walked into a place and I had a Mac, the IT guy would shove me out the door going, nah, it's a Mac. Macs are shit. And now we're just saying, well, we're no longer shit. You're shit. Neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen that movie, Pirates of the Silicon Valley? Parts yes. of Silicon Valley? I actually watched that again recently, and if that holds, if that movie is actually, you know, 90% true as to, you know, the attitudes of Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and so forth, IBM, then okay. then I guess I can understand where it all came from. You know, you got this kind of like rebel guy, you know, big time cult of personality guy, just that forever, it's so easy to follow, right? Who sticks to his beliefs, his guns on it has to be this way or go to hell, and we need to fight the machine, we need to beat IBM because they're the man, we need to be against the man, and so on and so forth, right? Just full on, you know, rebellious. And that seemed to work. And a lot of people were, I mean, that plus, you know, actual innovations of things that were quite useful, and people were really digging them.
The fact to actually make half decent computers sort of goes a little
that, that did help too. But but you don't want to discount the whole personality of Steve Jobs really driving the whole thing. I mean, that was huge. In fact, everyone's just freaking out about the idea of him not heading Apple anymore. And then, you know, he was in the hospital, the stock was tanking, and now he's back, and people are like, okay, what's going on? What's going to happen next? I don't know.
But what it is sort of like he went away and Apple sort of went shit. And then he came back and he goes, right, we're going to do it my way and everything's my way. And then he dropped three things which hit it out of the park. He dropped the G4, which was basically a very good, stable computer. Like, mine's still running, and we got this back in 99. Got back in 2002. So this thing is still a machine. He dropped the iPod, and he dropped the iMac. Now, he basically put his balls out on the table and said, this is me. We're going to bet the horse on me. And it worked, and it came off.
Yeah.
So a lot of people went, yeah, well, you've got the sack to back up your talk. And then he's done it again. He's sort of like, the iPod, biggest selling music thing, iTunes, sold the most songs out of everything, crushes everything. The laptops are just incredible. The iPhone just blew things away. And what it was is just he knows what he wants, and he puts his balls on the line every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not perfect. I'm the first one to say that the iWoofer or whatever that thing he launched was shit. It was a single stereo. It was a stereo in a single box. It wasn't going to work. And the Apple TV hasn't been as successful as it should have been. Mm-hmm. So he has had failures, but when he really believes something, he just goes, right, that's it, and it works.
Right on. Well, I mean, there are some people that think he's a tyrant now, and that it's kind of like he's become the dude on the 1984 video commercial that he made back in, you know, 84. So what do you think about that? I mean, did you see that video?
Yeah, everyone's saying about, oh, Mac is a closed system and the iPhone is locked down. Hello, where have you guys been for the past 10 years? This is Apple.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, they've made pretty big changes. I mean, they opened it up to Intel processors. That was a big deal, right? And now look what we can do, which is kind of my point with the Dell Mini. We can install OS, Mac OS on an Intel processor-based machine that was meant for Windows. So rock on. And then you got other Mac users that are on Macs running Windows in VMware, which, you know, is apparently running very smoothly. I've seen demos of that.
iMac is one of the fastest PCs, like Windows PCs out there.
iMac is the best Windows PC. I don't know, Mac. Come on.
And I think that the issue is that a lot of people bought into the hype of the iPhone and everything like this, going, oh yeah, this is cool and this is hip and you've got to have one. It is the it thing to have. But they didn't stop and think before they got the credit card out and going, well, am I buying into a closed system or not? Because now it's come back and bit them on the ass and they're going, oh, it's not open. It should be open. No, it's Apple and it's a private company. And if they want to say that a rival can't go onto their phone, they can say that. As much as you think it's a douchey move, they have every right to go, nah, our phone, you bought it.
Yep. So, yeah, Apple is slowly creeping into our family. It was first with the iPhone actually purchased. That was my first Apple purchase. And then, Trish got hers too. And then it's this G4. And then now I'm going to have OS X on. sounds like O's sex. OS X.
And no viruses.
OS X.
Still no viruses.
On this Dell Mini. So, yeah, good times. Yeah. But
good to have.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm going to try to actually do a podcast from it. If it can handle it, we'll do some testing.
Well, I've up until this week, because Rachel's got the Dell Mini, but I Skype on I call you on the Dell Mini 9.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's got a really, really high quality Wi-Fi card in it too. So this big HP that cost me $1,500 has probably two bars of Wi-Fi, and we're running an N network. The Dell Mini sitting next to it, which costs $450, has five bars. And I've done speed tests. It's actually like 20% faster on the download.
What's $450 in American?
$450. Probably looking, exchange right now, probably about $600-$700.
Holy crap. Did you know that the Dell Mini now is only $199?
Yes, because I bought it at $450, and that's the exact price of the 12-inch Dell Mini 9 on their website right now.
Crazy, huh?
So the 12-inch Dell Mini is the same price as what I bought it 6 months ago. But move on before I cry Danny.
I know. It's like, it's one thing to go obsolete. It's another thing entirely to go, damn, I spent all that money and all I had to do is wait 6 months and it would have been half price.
There's a difference between obsolete and cheaper.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the trend. 'Cause proxy is my middle name, my last name is Control. No, my first name ain't Baby, it's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, nasty boys. So I guess we'll go to our picks of the week.
Yes. You go first, sir.
My pick of the week is a very simple one, and it has to do with food. You're going to help me post it there, brother?
Already posted.
Thanks, man. It's a pecan pie cheesecake posted by Lindsay is Fierce. Is that her handle right now? Well, anyway, sometimes she changes her name. You know, Lindsay with an E. And when I saw that, I was like, of course. You know, I love pecan pie and I love cheesecake. And so when you put it together, it just blows my mind. It makes me
cheesecake.
Makes me want to take it into a dark corner and have my way with it. Anyway, that's
you want to put it in your mouth.
Yes. So that's that's my post of the week, and hopefully I'll be able to follow that recipe or figure that out, because that just sounds so good.
Can I ask you if you have Maltesers in the States?
Maltesers?
Malteser. So it's like a little malt ball covered in chocolate.
If we do, I don't know about it.
Okay.
And I wouldn't know what they're called.
Teasers.
It does not sound familiar.
Okay. It looks like you guys don't have it.
Oh, wait, that's Burger King.
Here we go. It's made by Mars. Okay. It doesn't say if it has a U.S.
Equipment. Whoppers. Okay, so chocolate on the outside, crunchy malt in the balls. In the middle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are called Whoppers, not the Burger King Whoppers, but yeah, Whoppers. Yeah.
Okay, so my recipe is you get a sweet pie flan, so from the shops, you get a packet of Maltesers, and a packet of M&Ms, and then a block of 85% cocoa chocolate, and a pot of cream, so like double cream, or thickened cream, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You put the 85% chocolate over in a bowl sitting over a pan of simmering water, and you melt it, and then you pour in the cream, so you make a really luscious chocolate cream sauce, right? And you keep it warm. And then the pie flan, you pour in the Whoppers or the Maltesers, so they stud the bottom of the pie flan. So you cover the bottom layer entirely in Malteser balls. And then you fill the gaps with Smarties or M&Ms. Then you pour the chocolate over the top of everything, so you cover the Maltesers and the M&Ms,
okay.
And you put it in the fridge for 4 hours.
Nice.
And then you slice it, and you have Malteser M&M chocolate tart. And it will... It's chocolate times 10.
Dude, that sounds decadent. And good. Or what if you make a really big Malteser, like big enough to sit on at your desk instead of a yoga ball, like you call it? Huh?
That, my ass would melt the chocolate.
You sit on a big Malteser. And then when you get up to stretch and everything, you just bend down and take a bite.
Okay. I'm two things on that, sir. Two things straight away. One, I'm not bending down and taking a bite of where my ass has been sitting.
Well, you wear clothes when you sit at your desk, right?
Yes. But also, two, it's chocolate. Chocolate melts in your hand as well as your mouth. If you sit on it, the body heat would melt the place underneath your ass. So when you stand up, the back of your ass will be covered in a brown, thick liquid. Now, if I'm standing up to stretch, someone walks past. Wow, he's crap his dax.
Crap his dax. He sharded. Okay, well, you know, it's one of those things like people say, oh, it would be so awesome to, like, you know, swim in a tub of beer or in a swimming pool of beer. But really, that would probably be really messy
and
unsanitary and so forth, you know?
No, but I like your thinking.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I say beer because it's popular, not because I drink it, but you know what I mean.
A Malteser wrestling. Wrestling in a pool full of Maltesers.
Yes.
Delicious and sexy.
So let's go to your pick.
I have two picks this week.
Bastard.
Is that all right?
Of course.
Okay, bastard. My first pick is something very, very... I still love you. My first pick is from, as I wait for my computer to catch up, from Clark Thomas, and it's Cube Dudes.
I saw that.
What it does, it links to a post that links to a Flickr group of people who make characters out of Lego, little Lego people, character men things.
Known characters or new characters?
Well, the one that he's the known characters. So the ones on his thing are the guys from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Made out of Lego. It is awesome. I love it.
Lego
I
art.
Saw this and I lost my shit. I really did. So that is my pick. It didn't get a lot of hits or anything. I'm just throwing it out there that I've sort of been looking at the guys. Oh, I could build that. I've got that piece. Yeah, da, da, da. So
awesome.
Okay, and my second pick involves me a little bit. We all know that Aiden has friend of the show.
Oh yeah,
Aiden Penn has coined the phrase
procrastination.
That's it, pony.
Procrastination pony.
So she made a post earlier in the week that said, Here, let me just catch up to myself. It says, apparently the procrastination pony has found its way into my pasture again. Now, quite innocently, I've made the comment that I've heard around the traps in horse racing, which is ride it hard and put it away wet. Which means to run the horse hard. So you basically work the horse hard in training, and you put it away while it's still sweating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now
that's what it means.
I really didn't think about the possible sexual connotations.
Oh, sure, you didn't.
No, really.
Oh my god!
It's one of those. It's one of those things where it's like. It's just because I've heard it ever since I was young, because it's like a horse racing term, right? And my grandfather was involved in horse racing and everything like that. So the phrase to me is just something I've always heard. And then I've dropped it on Aiden's feed, and that's the first comment too. I've got, if the pony's in your pasture, procrastinate. Ride it, like, procrastinate hard and put it away while it's sweating. And then I've realized and I've gone, oh, I'll Google that so I know what the origin, who said it first, because as you know, I'm a bit of a word junkie. And then all these things started coming up, and I'm like, oh no, that's not cool. And then Dead Silence already posted something after, so I couldn't delete it. So I wrote, a quick Google tells me the phrase I used has now been adapted to mean something else. So yes, write it hard and put it away wet.
Can we do the same thing to Malteser yoga balls? Malteser yoga ball, ride it hard and put it away wet. Because you would be wet, right? I mean, melted chocolate, I suppose, right?
It would be.
Dude, you know, sometimes the real-time comment editing thing on Friend Feed is kind of cool. Like in the chat room just now, Laura Bots just made a typo with her... her smiley face, and then I watched it blink, and it winked at me. It went, and she changed it to the semicolon, and it's winking at me now. Saw it change. It was pretty cool. So like I could go like this and make just a smiley face, right? And everybody sees that. And you're like, okay, but keep watching. And I'm gonna wink at you. Ready? Dink. I don't know if that showed up for everybody, but anyway, that's cool.
Okay, here we go. Everyone watching mine.
Catching my jollies. Rock and roll. Nice. Nice, dude. The mouse all, whoa! Everybody's making like animated smileys. That'd be cool. I wish they would like be perpetual, like animated GIFs or something, you know, where they could just constantly change. Because that would be a cool post, and you don't have to sit there the whole time and constantly edit it. Everybody's got it going now. Boobs. Oh, no. What are you going to do now?
They're robo-boobs.
No, you're going to get them shaped?
But now it's Miss Jackson because it's got the pasties on. Seriously, dude, I took a phone call the other day from someone with a lady rang up work and she had the last name of Jackson. And I hung up the phone and I nearly died laughing.
The little things that get you every now and then.
I was going to go, oh, okay, Miss Jackson. But no, I couldn't.
Okay, Miss Jackson. Are you nasty? That line is just so funny. What was she thinking? I mean, seriously.
It now infects everything because I know a person with the last name Jackson, and it just makes me giggle when I think about them.
I mean, if you were nasty, wouldn't you want them calling you baby rather than Miss Jackson? I think she has it backwards.
Not to drop some S&M science on you, but wouldn't it be that if they're nasty, they want to be dominated, therefore it's not Janet, it's Miss Jackson. Yes, Miss Jackson. Another please, Miss Jackson. It hurts so bad, Miss Jackson.
Well, that takes it to a pretty dark corner that you may like to hang out in. But that's not typical.
So what's the typical of nasty then? Like, what in what context is she asking for nastiness?
So nastiness has to be dominatrix? No.
No. But okay, so
but it is
so
an example. Explain, I understand. I can appreciate
explain,
that.
Explain to me the context of Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. I think she's got it backwards. You know, like if she was nasty, then some stranger coming up to her on the dance floor and saying "baby" might work. Whereas some stranger coming up to her on the dance floor and saying "Miss Jackson" and expecting to get all nasty, he's probably going to be disappointed. But I think she kind of turned the tables around, and maybe she's trying to set a new trend.
But what about, like, okay, let's flip it around here. For sake of argument, let's say you're Janet Jackson. If I come up to you and I'm like, "Hey, baby," you'll think I'm a creep. But if I come and go, "Hey, Miss Jackson," I'm nasty.
Okay, Curtis brings up a good point. The boys are the ones that are nasty. It's nasty boys. Don't mean a thing.
Exactly.
So it's about the boys. So, okay, but still, if the boy is nasty, is he going to come up and say, "Hello, Miss Jackson"? No. He's gonna say, "Hey, baby."
Yeah, but then he's a sleaze. But if he comes up and goes, "Hey, Miss Jackson," that's a little bit more nasty.
Okay, let's call it sleazy boys then. Sleazy. Sleazy boys.
But
don't mean a thing.
But sleazy boys would be calling me babe.
Don't mean a thing.
If I walked up to a girl in a bar and say, "Hey, baby," that's like, ugh, you're... No, but I'll go, "Hey, Miss Jackson." She'll like, "Yes, take me now."
But how does Miss Jackson being all polite and stuff make you nasty?
But it's not being polite. That's
let's,
the thing.
Okay, let's say I walk in there and I have no intention of... Any sexual intention, whatever. I'm just walking up to her and I say, "Hello, Miss Jackson." Am I all of a sudden nasty?
No.
No.
But you're also not walking up to her and going, "Hello, baby." It implies at least some form of advance, sexual or otherwise. If all those nasty boys don't mean a thing, then that means she is in a situation where she's being approached by boys, nasty or otherwise, in which to... obtain sexual favors. So
she's okay.
They've come up, and if he rocks up and he does all like Night at the Roxby or whatever they call it, go, "Hey, baby, you want to dance?" And it's like, he'd be like, "Yeah, you're like, yeah." And then if you walk up and you're all smooth, you're like, "Hey, Miss Jackson." She's like, "Hey, you're nasty. Let's go."
Okay. My first name ain't Baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you want to obtain sexual favors.
Exactly.
Sexual favors, boys. Don't mean a
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. That's what she's saying. She's
saying, "Boys who expect sexual favors don't mean nothing to me."
She's saying, like, if you're coming up to me at a bar, my name ain't Baby, it's Janet, and it's Miss Jackson if you're nasty. So if you want to get nasty... please refer to me as Miss Jackson. If that will increase you up the sexual favors scale as opposed to Baby being the lowest. It's like the threat terror level. Janet Jackson has three levels. She has Baby, which is low level. There's Janet, which is like everything's fine. And then there's Nasty, which is like whoop, 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 DEFCON 7, let's go.
It's Janet, Miss Jackson. If you're nasty, and this is my brother Daryl, and this is my other brother Daryl. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
My name ain't Baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, and that's Tito.
And I
wonder what Tito likes. My name ain't Tito.
He likes to bring tissue to those who cry. What are we talking about?
All you tissue bringing people, don't be anything. All you tissue bringing people.
We do need to go back and read all the lyrics, I think, to really make complete sense of it. We'll get to it maybe next episode.
Okay, in conclusion, what I'm saying is if you call her Baby, you'll get nowhere. Call her Janet. No. If you call her Baby, you'll get nowhere. If you call her Janet, she'll talk to you. If you say Miss Jackson, she knows it's all.
Okay. Well, that is what she said.
Yes.
That's, yeah, anyway.
So, nastiness increases your chance of sexual
favor. Your sexual favor potential.
Yes.
I see.
I wonder if there's a direct correlation. Can we graph it up?
I expect a PowerPoint on my desk by tomorrow morning.
PowerPoint of nastiness.
A power phallus.
Please, if someone hasn't found a moment of win in this, what we've just been saying, we're just going to shut this thing down.
It is now time for a moment of win. Let's just take the first suggestion and go.
Yes.
Starting now.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I don't care.
Right. Do you realize now I'm going to go and Google the lyrics for Nasty Boys and do an in-depth study of it?
You know, I have to just give a shout-out. I'm always amazed that the very decent fellow, Rob Michael, can stand to stay through the entire show. You know, I admire that, and I appreciate that. You know, and he was here at the beginning of the podcast, and he's still here, so that means we haven't completely lost him. So, thanks. We appreciate that. And, by the way, just to kind of plug some of the awesome stuff he's doing. He's been Ustreaming a lot more stuff lately of his guitar playing. And damn, I listened to his show from yesterday where he played from his studio. And it was awesome. I mean, just one dude and a guitar. And you think you're listening to at least two, sometimes three people. You know, the bass player, he's doing the bass line, he's doing the chords, he's doing the melody all at once. It's a technique, and he has mastered it. He might say he hasn't, but it's because he's very humble. But anyway, shout out to Rob Michael of Atmos Trio. Go buy his music, check him out. And while we're talking about music, you may know her as Spydra on FriendFeed, Spydra Webster. You may also know her as Megan Lynch. She is a good friend of the Thundercats, and she has just released her album. And so you should be able to access her album online for now, and she's working on coming out with her album on hard copies. And it's a bunch of, well, I don't know what to call them, show tunes, but some are show tunes, and they're done really, like, in the manner of, like, with the old instruments, like you got the folky, you know, boom check, boom check, boom check, you know, dobro guitar, people playing saw solos where you take a bow and you actually play the saw.
Eclectic.
Yeah. And Warner Brothers tunes. And so, she worked really, she's been working really hard on this project, and it must be very satisfying to get it out there now and actually have it be an entity for people to purchase and download and enjoy. So go check out Spydra's new album, Megan Lynch. Let's get a link going in that. Someone help me out with that. But yeah, we need to pick the moment of win here.
Yours was...
Mine, I'm posting it again.
Maltese's Yoga Ball, ride it hard and put it away wet. Or is that too generic, or should we go chocolate balls?
Well, I don't know what a Malteser is, you know, before tonight. I didn't know what it was before tonight. So it's, I don't know. You can add whatever you want to it.
What about chocolate balls? Ride it hard and put it away wet.
I think I saw that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah?
That was you, wasn't it?
That was me.
Okay.
Okay. There it is. Since Bill's already searched for it.
This is what it's going to be. Chocolate balls, ride it hard, and put it away wet. Has nothing to do with anything sexual. Okay, so people are searching, getting ready, whatever. And...
Okay, I'm ready when everyone else is.
I think I'll give them another second or two. Laura has a good point. I like, oh geez, don't search for chocolate ball. Well, you can add that in there if you like.
See, a little music while I'm waiting.
Yeah, and that's a little Ipanema for you, reaching over my ukulele and junk, hard to reach from my chair. So,
shall we?
We are ready. And
okay.
We are ready to post the moment of win. Chocolate leader standing by.
Miss Nasty, if you're ready. man lost in a sea of nastiness standing by.
He who is walking across the dance floor not looking for sexual favors standing by.
In three, in two, in one, I love you all.
Post.
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls.
Good times. Well, hey, man, this show is far spent.
Yes.
That's what she said. And it's time for us to come to a close here. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Do you want to take us home?
Yes, thank you. Just a quick shout out before we leave to our sponsors, Moo Cards. Everyone, please go and partake of buying the Moo Cards if you feel wanting to. Great little cards. You can do little business cards, little thin little cards, stickers, postcards, basically anything you want. Very high quality. You can attach your Flickr or Facebook account to it. Very, very good. Very, very easy. If you use the link on the top of our chat room or on our website to purchase them, some small percentage of fundage goes back to helping us keep this schmozzle on the air.
It does. Shall we do the Moo Card jingle?
Yes. Oh, I forgot what it is. What is it?
Get your stuff from Moo Cards. Ready?
Okay. Yep. Get your stuff from Moo Cards. Oh, careful there, sir.
My Black Magic Woman solo. So, yeah.
Yes, so please go and be doing the Moo Cardy thing.
Whoa, hang on a second. What? Curtis just made it into the moment of win in epic form. Oh, my. Where did you find that? Or is that just picking the mirror real quick with your iPhone?
Oh, snap.
I can pick on him because his wife picks on us.
Tears, tears. Tink.
Sorry.
Yo-ha.
Aloha.
Aloha. So if anyone's looking for us, we can be found at fundacats.com. That's two Fs, U-N-D. I'm not going to spell it because I suck at selling.
Two Fs. Awesome.
Two Fs for awesome. Yes. And, if you're looking to email us, you can email us at fundacats@gmail.com. That's 2S for awesome.
Again, it is.
If you're looking for myself on FriendFeed, it's friendfeed.com/JWorthington. And Mr. Haley?
That is true. It is Jay Worthington. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
And I could be found at friendfeed.com/JoshHaley, unless I change my name to something else.
And if someone wants to, say, ring a telephone and leave us a audible message of some type,
yes, that would mean that they should...
I've got the number. I just want to hear you say it.
Dial.
So it's 682-233-2287. And you can leave a message on our
voicemail.
Seriously, sir, it feels like you pull something every time.
Also known as 682-2FF-CATS. Two Fs for awesome cats.
Aloha.